So there has to be a certain cognizing, or you said a certain emotional.
So how do we choose a Rav? And how do we choose a path? Because you know that if you're going to go and ask a Rav in the Dati Lumi crowd, should you live in a yeshuv, he's going to answer you one way. And if you ask a Rav in the Haredi crowd, he might answer you a different way. And many questions of Hashkafa, which we said can be more life-altering than halachic questions, are going to be defined based upon which crowd you're going to join, and much of it depends on which Rav you're going to choose. So how do you choose a Rav? I'd like to begin with a precept, which many people will disagree with, but I think is an important precept if we're dealing with a question of a person who does tshuva and is starting and doesn't really know which way to go. So we have to first figure out which approaches are valid. And the starting ground has to be, well, let's look, let's verify. So a person learns, and hopefully a person has learned, and a person, I don't care if a person went to Ar Samach or Eish HaTorah or Machon Meir. After 2 or 3 years of learning in an Orthodox institution, you have a certain grasp of what's going on. You haven't mastered anything yet, but you do begin to understand what's going on. Now, once you understand what's going on, so hopefully you can discern, and Chazal say, how do you choose a Rav? So you look at his midos. You say, is this person a kind person? Is this person a good person? Not every person that learns Torah is a good person. That's what the Gemara says. You could have people who learn Torah and they don't have good mitos, and don't take them as a Rav, the Gemara says. When you're going to choose a rabbi, so you look and you see that the person is a good and kind person. And then you have to make sure that he really knows his stuff, and that hopefully you're going to find someone who's going to understand you and be able to help you in your decision. And then you can ask him your questions. Now, are you going to choose a Dati Lumi Rav or a Haredi Rav or a Hasidish Rav? Once we define what's valid, then what difference does it make? I'm talking on Hashkafic ramifications as well. If we're going to say that
if they all follow halacha,
assuming they all follow halacha, I'm saying you have to begin learning. After you've learned a certain amount of time, you should be able to discern what's within the framework of halacha and what's not. Once you're working within the framework of halacha, so a person has to start somewhere. You're right. If you're going to ask a Rav from here, he's going to answer you one way. A Rav from there, he'll answer you the other way. So we don't pick and choose. But you're the biggest posik when it comes to you. You're the one that's going to decide who you're going with. So to start with, you have to start somewhere. If you're going to learn Machon Meir, chances are you're going to end up with a Rav who's in the Dati Lumi crowd. You're going to start in Eish HaTorah, chances are you'll end up with a Rav in the Haredi crowd. You learn, and you learn, and you ask. And hopefully, you're happy with the answers you get. Hopefully, even the answers you're not happy with, you have the patience to learn some more, and eventually, you will be happy with the answers they give, either yes or no. But so long as we've learned enough to know what encompasses valid Orthodox approach, then what difference does it make? It's important to be consistent. It's important not to spend our lives jumping from here to here to here to here. And it's also important that if we're going to make major decisions, we should try to verify a little bit beyond. Meaning, if when I come and speak to my Rav, I don't only have to ask him, well, what's the halacha? I can come to a Rav and say, you're telling me to go serve in the army. I'm going to risk my life now. I know that there are many Rabbanim who don't hold this opinion. I would like to understand why you're telling me this. Why is this Nalah? There are Rabbanim who say you shouldn't put your life at risk. So why are you telling me yes to put my life at risk? This question can also be dealt with the Rav. If you've chosen to go to a Rav in the Dati Lumi crowd or in the Haredi crowd, so part of what you should discuss with him is, well, what about all the questions that there's a difference of opinion here? How come you're saying this? I know there are other Rabbanim who say that. Well, can you explain to me why you're telling me this is right? Now, hopefully you're going to find a Rav who's going to answer you on that. Whether you find a Rav in this crowd or that crowd, I don't think it makes a major difference. It will make a major difference in what your life is going to look like. But so long as you're working within what's valid, so if you feel, I want to be Breslov, so be consistent Breslov, I don't care. And find a Rav in Breslov that knows halacha. If find the Rav wrestled with the criterion that we said, just because he wears a black hat and everyone's bowing to him and kissing his feet, that doesn't make him a valid Rav. I couldn't care less how many Hasidim he has. And if you find that you're having difficulty discerning who's a good Rav, so do what I did. There was one Rav who I knew was, I can rely on him. I called him up and I said, I'm getting married, I have many shaylos. Will you be willing to be available to answer my shaylos? He said, no. So I said, okay, if you're not going to answer my shaylos, so who can I go to? So he told me, he gave me three names, and the first one I went to, his wife answered the door and said, he's preparing shir. He can't come to the door now, and I had a pressing question, and I couldn't wait for him. So I went to the next one on the list, and that was Rav Halberstam Zatzal. I didn't come to Rav Halberstam myself. I went first to Rav Neventzal. I knew Rav Neventzal was a Talmud of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. He's a big Rav. I've spoken to him many times in Halacha. He's the Rav of the Jewish Quarter. So I spoke to him many times in Halacha. I was very in Yeshivat HaKotel, yeah. So I called him up and I asked him, and he could answer many questions. There are many questions that he won't answer. So I said, okay, you're not going to answer me. Tell me who to ask. So he gave me a list. The second one, the first one on the list, I had come to his house then with the question. So the first one on the list was the person who was closest to his house. That Rav couldn't come and answer my question. I needed an answer that morning. So I went on to Rav Halberstam. And ever since then, until Rav Halberstam passed away, I asked him all our questions. Some to Rav Neventzal, some to Rav Halberstam. So find a starting point. Find someone who you know. It could be Rav Yashiv. If you say, I don't know about anyone but Rav Yashiv, fine. So start with Rav Yashiv. Make an appointment. In 2 months, you'll get to go into Rav Yashiv. And ask him your question. Ask him who he recommends. If you feel like there's no one but Rav Yashiv who could answer this question, if you just start with him, the rabbis in Judaism are available. You can't, I think that you should be other people who you can rely on. I don't think you have to get to him. But if you feel you can't start anywhere else, so start there. And ask him, he should give you a list, a few names that you can rely on, that you can ask your questions to. He'll probably give you a much broader answer. He might say, you know, anyone that's on the badatz, this badatz or that badatz is good. He might, I don't know what he'll answer you. I never asked him the question.
You are the biggest halakhic poskut for yourself.
For yourself. You have to make the decision, right? Now, part of what you should discuss with whoever that halakhic authority is going to be are these questions. You might reach a point after 30 or 40 years where you just feel like, you know what? I don't feel like I have a problem with this answer. I don't know what I'm going to do with it. So at some point you might decide you're switching fences. I don't like when people do that throughout their lives. They ruin their lives. They ruin their families. They ruin their children's lives. You can't spend 10 years being Breslov, 10 years being Chabad, 10 years being a Misnagid. There are people who did that. There's a big Rav in the Jewish Quarter who did that. He spent many years of his life in every walk of life, every different facet of Judaism, until finally ended up the last 30, 40 years of his life, he went with the Grub. Okay?
Well, isn't time the best people who spent 10 years as Buddhist and 10 years as Hindu and 10 years as...
Right, but it's very difficult on the family. It's difficult for yourselves. That's why it's better to try and reach these conclusions now and stick with them. So long as you've, again, gotten a big Rav within Orthodoxy. And here, I'm giving you a lot of leeway to go with what you're comfortable with. If you're comfortable with Datilumi, so fine, find a big Rav in Datilumi. Find someone, I'm saying, within whatever is going to be valid, but find a Rav who's accepted. Don't look for the extremes. In any direction, don't look for the extremes. If someone comes to me and tells me he's going to the Neturei Karta, to the extent, I say, no way. If someone comes to me and tells me I'm going to go to, I don't want to say names of people who have titles of rabbi in the Datilumi crowd, but everyone knows they're at the edge of the fence, borderline conservative, no way. There's no reason you should go there. They're on the border. Why should you decide this person that's on the border, yeah, he's kosher? No. Go with someone that's clearly kosher. You're not... You don't have the halacha down pat enough that you can decide, I can call the shot. Someone who's on the fence is good enough for me. No. Take someone that's clearly kosher, someone that clearly knows halacha, and once you're within that, okay, you decide. Yeah, you're going to decide. It's your life.
So, like, that's sort of when it comes down to it, is what you feel closer to that. You've been studying yeshiva for 3 years, and you looked at everything, and there's lots of different... groups in Judaism that are halakhically okay, there's Yichabah, and Nachilmi, and Breslov, and whatever, and whatever you feel closer to, that's what you pick.
I would say do research a little bit, though.
I have to be in yeshiva for a while.
Yeah, but you know, there was a guy who learned here for a while, And then one day he decided, those people who wear those funny black hats and wearing their black garb and they wear their socks on the outside of their pants, and they, you know, they're called Hasidim. I think they're more pious. So he picked himself up, went to Hasidish Beis Medrash, sat there and learned. They hitched him up, 1, 2, 3. Here's a Baal Tshuva, he wants to become Hasidish. So 2 days later they set him up with a Shidduch. 3 days later they told him you should marry the girl. 4 days later they were setting up the engagement. And 3 weeks later, I'm exaggerating only a little bit, but very little bit. And a month later, we have a wedding date set. I'm exaggerating maybe by a week or two. So the guy calls me up, and he tells me, I just switched to Hasidic Yeshiva. I say, very nice, okay, it should go well. And the guy says, I'm engaged. I say, okay. Then I already didn't say very nice. I was thinking, well, it should go well, but I didn't say very nice. And we meet. The guy broke out his engagement. And he broke his engagement. He ended up coming back here. What difference does it make? Bottom line, you got to do a little bit of research. You're making your life's decisions here. You can't do it 1, 2, 3. You don't just jump into yeshiva and decide, this is the way I'm going. This is the rav I'm going to take. Do research. Research the movement. Research the rav. Spend some time learning there. You don't have to make the decision today. If you decide you're going to go to Breslov, fine, go to Breslov, but learn about it. Find out what it is. Find a Rav who's really big in Breslov, big in Halacha, not only big in Rav Nachman. And then if that's the way you want to go, go. But verify what it means. So very often, from the outside, something looks very magical. Just like a guy came over to me from the Haredi movement once and started telling me about the beauties of the Tilumi. When he was finished, I said, look, I agree with you on some of the points, but I think you're missing some other points. There are many positive aspects, but I could fill you in on some of the negative aspects. When I finished telling him about what it really was like, I said, okay, I'll stay where I am. This was a man who's 45 years old, Baal Tshuva, and was ready to move his whole family from a very Haredi neighborhood, from Beitar to Dati Lumi. He was really ready to make that switch. And I said, wait a second, you want to make that switch? We happened to bump into one another. We happened to start a conversation in the hallway. And I said, fine, I just want you to be aware of the lackings of the Dati Lumi crowd. There are many positive things, but you take into account that this is what you're losing when you're switching. If you want to do it to your family, fine. but from the outside, you're only seeing the positive. I'm telling you, there's also things to consider on the other side. So I'm saying the same thing for anyone who wants to switch out of here. Fine, switch out, switch out. So long as it's within orthodoxy, I don't care. I'm being very liberal. But it's not that I don't have an opinion. It's not that I don't have a way of life. But you guys are all starting from scratch. You're starting, who's to say you should go this way, that way, the other way?
Why do you think that somebody needs to study in the yeshiva so they could actually make a decision of which community to join? They could get an overall view of everything.
I don't know the answer there.
So let's put that.
You said 3 years, someone studying in the yeshiva for 3 years. You get a general
then you have a view of the Tilumi if you spend 3 years here.
So you should jump around every yeshiva?
I don't know about jumping around, but before you make your decision, you should know more about it. If you're staying here, there's nothing wrong with it. If you're staying with the Tilumi, you've spent 3 years learning it here, fine. If you're going to suddenly jump to Hasidish movement, don't marry into that movement and don't seal yourself into that movement until you've verified it. You verify it. You see it's for you. That's what you want to go. Go.
It's very hard to get like a general view of everything because you come to a Dachim Yeshiva and you hear all of their philosophies and it's very hard to just go to another Yeshiva. I mean, either they have to move to another Yeshiva.
Yeah, but if you're saying you're thinking of taking, let's say, a Chabad Rebbe, that he's going to be your Rav. So anyways, that's the move you're going to make. If that's what you're going to do, you're going to suddenly go with Chabad, let's say. So aren't you thinking that you'll switch to Chabad Yeshiva too? Doesn't that make sense? And if you're going to go that route? To be here and hear all your shiurim with one philosophy. But
how do you get a general view of all the different groups out there?
I don't think you need it. That's what I'm saying. I don't think you need a general view of all the different groups out there. You can't spend the next 20 years researching what the nuances of each movement and then decide. Start with that. So fine. So the best place to start is where you're at. The best place to start is where you're at. I don't care if you're here or if you're a listener who's in Or Sameach or you're a listener who's in Eish HaTorah. The best place to start is where you're at. We're always looking outside. Maybe there it's better. Maybe there it's better. I don't think a person should be doing that. A lot of guys come to Machon Meir and they spend 2 months learning here and then the next year and a half thinking why this place isn't good. We had a guy in Merkaz Rav like that. He landed in... No, he...
I don't say how long does it take until you like really pick a hashgafa, do you pick a community. I don't want to go pick Tachin Meir and then find out that I don't want to do it. I want to pick the Hasidic way. I mean, like, how long does it take until you start following your Rav?
That's a hard question. I think, though, that if you like what you see here, stick to here. You don't like what you see here, or you like better what you see elsewhere, so check it out. But don't think that you're going to be able to check out everything. It doesn't work that way.
Right, no, but actually, Mechamir is pretty good about this, because there's so many different rabbis, Hasidic rabbis in here, and they're very welcoming to Mechamir.
You have a taste of it. It's still not the same thing as becoming a Hasid.
No, I don't want to be a Hasid.
Okay. Saying if you're gonna, the taste that you have of a Hasidic shir over here is still very different than joining a Hasidic community and taking on the Hasidic way of life.
Yeah, some Chabad questions, by the way.
Huh?
I just had some questions about the halakha of Chabad.
Just before we, but on this assessing, this is a huge point. Of course, it will be a realization over a number of years and studying and. An emotional, perhaps, an emotional process, intellectual too, right? A combination of each person, with different factors. What about, like, in the ramification of a big thing that takes place, like, that I've spoken to many people that, when we're discussing different hashkafot, and I made a decision when I came from Orsamach to Machon Meir, something that they always brought as a proof, and as a, not as a proof, as a, the central point of how you should decide on their problem, say, with this community or with this specific community, would be the deciding factor would be the rabbis. Do they have gedolim that are leading?
So this is a question which I guys have raised many times, and I feel like the Machon has to give a class answering this question. I don't feel like this is a question and answer session question. This is a big question. I've said many times, this is a question that you have to talk to Rav Listman and